Hello, you're listening to ITEMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Today is Friday, August 12, 2011. Among the top 100 baccalaureate degree producers nationwide, TAMU ranks 36th among institutions that confer the most degrees to Hispanic students, according to the magazine Diverse Issues in Higher Education. The list was compiled by analyzing U.S. Department of Education reports submitted by institutions for the 2009-2010 academic year. The university ranked 3rd out of 100 for Hispanics and 5th for total minorities earning bachelor degrees in education. Among institutions that award degrees in Communication Disorder Sciences and Services, TAMU ranked 5th in awarding degrees to Hispanics. Other rankings for TAMU include 10th for Hispanic earning bachelor's degrees in Accounting and Related Services, 12th for Hispanic in Registered Nursing, Nursing Administration, Nursing Research, and Clinical Nursing, 16th for Hispanics in Math and Statistics, 17th for Hispanics in Health Professions and Related Programs, and 18th for Hispanics in Homeland Security, Law Enforcement, and Related Protective Services. To see additional rankings for the university and for more information, visit diverseeducation.com/top100. TAMU will soon be at your fingertips. The university is readying its launch of a new smartphone application for this fall. The new app will be available for iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and iPad users, and it'll all be free. It's the latest in the university's strategic embrace of new and emerging technology to help it reach today's fully linked consumer, said Steve Harmon of TAMU's Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. Harmon said the new app also encompasses some of the university's other existing outreach and social media initiatives. We wanted this app to be rich with relevance for a variety of users across a broad spectrum of popular smartphone devices. TAMU app users will find an RSS newsfeed, a real-time calendar, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube embeds, a dynamic image gallery, directory linked to student activities, campus maps, shopping, and more. The app is also open to new features we'll be rolling out that will further enhance its usability, he explained. The new app has been in development for most of the summer, and after initial testing, will be fully launched this fall. TAMU employees will revert to their regular work schedule starting Thursday, August 18th. The university's regular schedule is Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library will be closed Saturday, August 13th and Sunday, August 14th. During the special intersession, Monday, August 15th through Wednesday, August 24th, the Killam Library will be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and closed Saturday and Sunday. Regular hours resume Thursday, August 25th. Visit library.tamu.edu for a complete schedule. The first day of classes for fall 2011 is Thursday, August 25th. The Washington's Birthday Celebration Association announced that TAMU President Dr. Ray Keck was selected as Mr. South Texas 2012 for the 115th Washington's Birthday Celebration. The Mr. South Texas designation is presented to a deserving individual worthy of the award who has made a significant and lasting contribution to the growth and development of Laredo and South Texas. Susan Foster, chairperson for this year's Mr. South Texas Selection Committee, and WBCA ex officio affirms, Dr. Keck embodies exactly what Mr. South Texas stands for. Dr. Keck is an intellectual, an artist, and a Renaissance man of the highest order, she said. He has worked tirelessly to bring higher educational opportunities to Laredo and South Texas. Through his efforts, TAMU now ranks as one of the top regional public universities in the U.S. Born in San Antonio, he graduated in 1965 from Texas Military Institute. Dr. Keck began his teaching career at Connecticut's The Hotchkiss School in 1970. For 40 years, he has taught, studied, and written about Spanish literature with an emphasis on the Spanish Golden Age. Since his undergraduate days, Dr. Keck has studied and played the organ, especially the music of J.S. Bach, and has performed often with orchestras and ensembles. He has held posts as director of church music for parishes in New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Virginia, and Texas. He is married to Patricia Sierra Keck and has 3 children and 2 grandchildren. For more information on these stories, please visit tamu.edu, and for a calendar of upcoming events, visit tamu.edu/calendar. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at TXAMIU.